This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Sources tell ABC News that late last night, President Trump fired 17 inspectors general, independent watchdogs at federal agencies. Republican and Democratic members of Congress are concerned, says ABC's Perry Russum in Washington.
The president is supposed to give Congress a 30-day heads up that these people are being fired, and he has to give them a reason why they are being fired. That did not happen.
Cheers for President Trump at a Las Vegas rally. Repeating a campaign promise about scrapping federal taxes on tips. It's not certain if Congress would approve the change. It would increase the debt, and some would argue it's unfair to workers who don't make tips. Egg prices are again soaring since bird flu is spreading. Millions of hens have been destroyed. Experts say it could take up to 9 months to replace the chickens and boost egg supply. Half an inch to an inch of rain is possible for Southern Californians, raising a mudslides risk. This is ABC News. Weeks after the worst wildfire in the Los Angeles area, parents are concerned about toxic ash that could be harmful to their children. They're cleaning school classrooms and grounds. Beware of a new scam that brings with it a hacked email account. Talking with a New York City victim, ABC's Nina Pineda.
How much did you end up sending these scammers?
$700,000 total.
Eva Rothman was warned to keep what she was doing a secret.
From the Federal Trade Commission Department.
She was convinced by this imposter, pretending to work for the government, that her bank accounts were hacked and that she was being watched.
Well, they were saying that I was under surveillance and that I could go to jail if I told anybody.
Over 2 months of emails, phone calls, and texts, Mrs. Rothman was manipulated.
An Alabama woman has become the longest living recipient of a pig organ transplant, a kidney. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
We are local music.
Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight. I'm Jimmy Kay. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Hotel K Pet Sitting. For dog walks, cat sitting, and house sitting, reserve your pet sitter now at freebellyrubs.com. These guys got a big show coming up in Madison. We'll tell you all about it in just a moment. Right now, it's the Broken Boards. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The Broken Boards doing a double dip for the 9 o'clock hour. That song is called Crash Course. Before that, Mars and the Secret of the Canals. I love the surfy pop punk of the Broken Boards. Hey, the Winter Surf Party is happening with the Broken Boards. That's happening Friday, January 31st at Beer Rock here in Madison on the north side. Love Beer Rock. They got the pasties. They call them Beer Rocks, but they're basically pasties. Big old pretzels, which are really good. They got the good soup. Of course, a great selection of beer and live music a lot. The Beer Rock is, Northgate Mall, I think, or not Northgate Mall, Sherman Plaza, corner of Northport and Sherman here in Madison. Go check them out sometime. Tell Brian Jimmy K says hello. I am Jimmy K. Thank you for stopping in. I'm saying hello to you. Original local music across the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker's still off. He's home, still recovering. Looking forward to having him back in the studio sometime in the near future. Coming up next week here on Max Inc. Radio, I got some great guests booked next week. I can't wait. We got Natty Nation. They got a big show that we're going to tell you all about. Ja Boogie, I believe, is going to be coming in for that. Automatic Lover and Play Machine. Ruel from Automatic Lover. Joey B. Banks from Play Machine. They're going to both stop in and say hello. And Civic Media's very own Pete Schwaba. He has one of my favorite shows here on Civic Media, Nightlight. Weekdays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., about movies, fun, entertainment, and Schwaba is a pretty cool guy. So we're going to have a chat with Pete Schwaba next week here on Max Inc. Radio. Still to come this hour, we got a chat with Or Does It Explode. They're going to stop by the studio, tell us about their brand new album, their album release party that's happening next week. That's all coming up after 9:30 tonight. And I got big news about The Flavor That Kills. We'll have all the details about that show coming up shortly. Plus music from the Blacker Brothers Band, The Present Age. Right now it's American Scarecrows coming up out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Broken Bones and Mountains. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media, we are local music. The Jimmys with Marsha Ball there, right a hit. You can see the Jimmys Friday, February 14th at the High Noon Saloon. with panchromatic steel. Hey, also happening on Valentine's Day, we got the Happy Hour of Love cooking for you. Max Inc. Radio presents The Flavor That Kills with special guest Mothballs, happening Friday, February 14th at the Gamma Ray Bar. This is a happy hour show. So doors are going to open at 4 o'clock. The show's going to start at 5. And then you can be home at a reasonable time with your honey on Valentine's Day. The Happy Hour of Love, Friday, February 14th. I'm going to be there emceeing the event. Come on down. Say hi. Maybe I'll try to snag some Civic Media merch. Maybe find an old Max Inc. memorabilia thing. We'll get that to you. Come join me at the Gamma Ray on Valentine's Day for the Happy Hour of Love. Let's do some Flavor That Kills. It's home, Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Just a gift that you can't open up alone. Until you know you are not meant to know. You may say it's a tale for the fiction. They put it in your other file. You'll be looking behind your back whenever you see a new face approach you with a smile. How can I let go? How can I forget and say these memories just won't work? The daddy, they gotta change. You can wrap yourself up, but you're just a gift, and you can't help it enough alone.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza. Pizza Madison today. Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Winter blues? Time for a change? Yeah, the Aaron Weber Group gets it, and they can get you moving. Whether west to Oregon or east to Brooklyn, the Aaron Weber Group has you covered. Wait a second. I don't get this. Here in Dane County, we have Oregon south of Madison, and Brooklyn is south too. Whoever wrote this has their directions messed up. But don't you worry. The Aaron Weber Group has the compass and will find you your way home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Go to movetomadison.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, we are local music, or does it explode? That is what is tough to see, and in the studio with me right now is the full band. We got Jay, we got Brandon, we got Sean and Katia from Or Does It Explode. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media.
Hey, how's Jimmy. Thanks for having us.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming in tonight. Congratulations on the brand new album. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. Katia, let's start with you, though. We just heard the song, What Is Tough to See. Tell us about that brand new song.
I don't really know where to begin, although I should give some respect to our drummer, who actually is unable to join us tonight. Oh. We look like a full band,
because
but we're down one.
Sitting in Mexico on the beach. So
yeah, without us.
Didn't want to be here. And
he couldn't fly back to be in studio with us for this ever-important interview.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, what is tough to see? Again, I really don't know where to begin. A lot of these lyrics actually predate my joining the band, and I just came in and gave them some vocal flavor and stylings. Sean might actually want to chime in on this.
Yeah, well, it's a good one to start with, because it sort of gives the whole backstory to the album. It's the first song that was written for the album, and it's always kind of been this joke. So the name is Tales to Needed Outcomes, which is TTNO, which is a play on the band TTNG. Because early in the pandemic, I was sitting around and thinking I would learn one of their songs, put the guitar in the weird tuning that their song is in, played it for about 2 seconds, and then started writing my own song. And this whole album grew out of writing that song. So that was the first riff that came up for the album, and everything came out of that. You know, the song, it was written at the beginning of the pandemic. It really is, I think, reflecting on where we were at that point, you know, loneliness, isolation, testing what relationships mean what to you, and what is life going to look like when we're not in that state. So that's kind of what it is.
It's pretty interesting and pretty powerful that one song was kind of the genesis to the new album.
Yeah. Yeah. It really was, you know, again, isolation. And I was like, yeah, maybe I'll do a little solo project while I'm sitting here doing nothing. And so that's where it sort of started envisioning, was this was going to just be a solo album of mine. And then when we got back together after the pandemic's still happening after isolation.
Right.
I played one of the songs and everybody in the band liked it. And so they were like, no, let's just bring it into our fold. And so slowly over time, all of the songs that I created for that album came into the band's fold.
And then it went from, you know, its intended beginnings as a solo project to the biggest project thus far, with guest musicians and everything.
Totally. Yeah.
And that's another thing that's interesting, that you all do have people come in, play part of the band as a special guest appearance.
Yeah.
Is that for the album and live shows?
So they have a couple times already. And first plug for our album release show, which is February 1st at the High Noon Saloon. All of the guest musicians from the album will be performing live with us. What will probably be the last time that it ever happens. So
the last time. Why is it going to be the last time?
Well, you know, it's they're all musicians that have their own projects going on,
sure,
who have graciously lent their talents to us. But
Or Does It Explode is actually a question. Or does it explode? Explain the question.
Well, the line is the punchline to a poem by Langston Hughes called Harlem. And so the poem starts with what happens to a dream deferred, and he talks about different things that could happen to a dream deferred, mm-hmm, or does it explode? And so it's a question. It's a, you know, it's a, what are you going to do with your dream?
Has the dream exploded yet?
I think that we're going to find out in the next four years.
February 1st at the High Noon, we'll all find out. Sean, what do you do in the band? You're obviously one of the writers, right?
Yeah, not always, but yeah, like I play guitar, I sing. Okay. So yeah, I bring in a fair number of guitar ideas to the band.
Katia, what do you do?
Yeah, I primarily sing. I've written a lot of lyrics since joining the band, but we still perform a lot of Sean's lyrics from before I joined the band, and he does still contribute as well. I mean, just today I was looking at some new lyrics of his that, you know, I will be performing going forward. Every once in a while they'll throw me on keys or have me, you know, triggering sound samples or something like that. But primarily it's voice from me.
Jay, what do you do in the band?
I'm the bass player.
You're the bass player. So you're the only rhythm section that's in Madison right now.
That is true.
That's freezing your butt off. Your drummer is probably sitting in Mexico right now drinking a mojito or something like that.
Most definitely.
Or tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or both.
How did you come to Or Does It Explode?
I'm bad with time, but like probably 2 years or so, something like that. Or is it three?
Longer
four?
Than that.
Yeah. Four? Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. See, once again, I'm bad with time. Like I've been playing in the Madison scene since I was like 19, playing out and stuff. One of me and Sean's band from back when we were like 20, 21, played together a bunch. And then 4 years ago, Sean just hit me up with a message and was like, hey, I'm playing in this band. We're looking for a bass player. You should come try out. Here's some songs. Went and tried out. Became part of the band.
There was really no tryout. Let's just be real. Like
I was, played a practice.
I was sort of always like, Jay is like this bass player that it would be amazing to play with. And I don't know if I'll ever get to play in a band with Jay. But like, here, I'll just like put it out there and see if he thinks my dopey little thing is cool enough.
What were the two bands? What was your old band 4 years ago or whatever that you were in?
Oh, well, the one that we played together with was...
We played together, okay.
Well, we didn't play together. My band, Fierce Jones, played with his band, Wendell Green. And then also my band, No Boundaries, played with his band. And then after that, I played in like a hippie jam band called Intelescope for a long time, too.
I know Intelescope.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Bass player from Intelescope
there
as
you
well.
Go. Brandon, how are you doing tonight, man? What's your story? What was your journey to Or Does It Explode?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. Yeah, I play guitar in the band. I joined maybe about 5 years ago now, I think. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, the band had a different lineup, different name. It was Sean and Eric were the only two members still in the band who were there under a different name. And I think there was some turnover, another guitarist leaving, looking to kind of change the sound. And Sean put out a post on Craigslist looking for people who might be interested in coming to jam.
That's awesome. Craigslist is a great resource for if you want to be in a band or if you're a band that needs a musician.
It's somehow still the best.
It like, really is.
I don't know.
It's really good.
All the social media and all the other ways, and it's still like, how'd you meet people? Craigslist. Yeah. That's just what it is.
Trail to Needed Outcome, right? That's the
Tales.
Name
of the,
Tales.
Tales of the Needed Outcome.
Tales
excuse me. Outcome. That's the brand new album from Or Does It Explode. And we already talked about the first song we played, What Is Tough to See, was kind of the genesis of this whole album. But beyond that, talk about the album itself, recording it. Any fun stories that came out of the recording process of this album?
Do y'all just want to describe the process, even if it's not fun or funny? It's fun. Yeah. Like, where did we go? What did we do? You want to take it over there?
Yeah, we headed up to Pachyderm Studios just outside of Minneapolis, a nice little isolated cabin out in the woods. Stayed there for six days. Really cool studio. It's where they recorded Nirvana's In Utero, You'd Prefer an Astronaut. I'm forgetting the 20 other million albums
PJ
that were recorded
Harvey,
there.
PJ Harvey,
Rid of Me. Just recorded there that you really like. That I can
Algernon Caldwell-er.
Yeah, I'm not going to go on record trying to pronounce that band's name.
Yeah,
but,
Soul Asylum.
A lot of cool bands. It was a really cool experience to get away from it all for a week and just record tracks.
How did the whole studio session go for you? I mean, was everybody pretty comfortable? Get in, no hiccups? Was it all business? Were we able to have a little bit of fun?
I think we definitely had fun. Yeah, it was. I mean, I think it was a super cool experience. The general layout of the day was, you know, we had our mornings to ourselves. Recording would start at like 11 a.m., go until 9 p.m. nonstop. Basically no breaks, do that 6 days on repeat. Nick, the engineer, was awesome to work with. Elijah, his assistant, was awesome to work with. I think we had a great time. It was beautiful. You know, it's out in the country. I brought my bicycle along and went for some bike rides. And there's a creek right behind the place that we hung out at. And yeah, it was neat. It was great. It was really cool to get away and just kind of be isolated out there. We ate at some sketchy, questionable restaurants in Podunk.
That's the best part of traveling is eating those sketchy restaurants.
That's right. Spent 45 minutes driving around trying to find a sketchy restaurant that was open past 9 p.m. But
Sometimes at that time of night, you'll take a less desirable sketchy restaurant or something like that to eat at. Mm-hmm. Or does it explode in the studio with us here on a Saturday night? The album release party is happening next week. It's at the High Noon Saloon. You can get your advance tickets right now at high-noon.com. You guys are playing with The Present Age. They're a cool band out of Madison. What do you know amazing. About them?
I mean, we've played a lot of shows with them. They're fabulous. The thing I want to really like send props to is that Logan Lamers, the guitarist, singer of The Present Age, is the cellist on our album and will be performing the cello with us.
Yeah. Nice. Who are some of the other special guest musicians that we'll see?
So Becky Lipsitz is the trumpet player, and she's on loan from the ska band Mescalis. And Rin Ribble is the violinist, and she is in 10,000 projects. The one I can remember off the top of my head is the Five Points Jazz Collective, but mm-hmm. she's got so many projects. And then Amy Wiegand is on flute, and she is actually my wife's best friend more or less since birth. Or one of her closest friends who's known her whole life. But she plays in some city orchestras and bands. So we're really excited to have such great musicians.
That's awesome. It has to be a lot of fun to do such a big show like this, an album release, so important, and have some of your closest friends on stage with you. Congratulations on the new album. It sounds fantastic from what I've heard of it so far. If people want to get an advance or get a copy, connect with Or Does It Explode, how do we do that?
We are literally picking up the vinyl from Super Duper tomorrow.
There's vinyl,
purple vinyl with a 20-page inset book. So you can buy it on bandcamp.com. Yes. Just look for us. Or you can come to the album release show and we'll be selling it there. And we'll be giving you free downloads to our previous albums if you buy it there. And I want to give a quick shout out to the other bands on that bill because they're all amazing. Lunar Moth is awesome. Yeah. And Boxing Day and Tiny Voices. So we're super excited to have such a killer bill.
I don't know Tiny Voices or Boxing Day. Lunar Moth I'm familiar with, though. They are good.
Well, Tiny Voices, they're like making a national name for themselves. They're on, I think it's PNWK Records. They're touring nationally. And Boxing Day are like the college campus heroes. Like they're, yeah.
I like that. That's awesome. Hey, we're going to play your song off the new album. It's called Story of Stuff. I had a friend of mine who used to work at a warehouse, and the inside joke was space and stuff. Is this song any close to that, or does it? What is this song about?
Yeah, I mean, the story of stuff is kind of a, I guess, cautionary tale about the times we live in, and this atmosphere of reckless overconsumption and waste. You know, it asks the question of how we can recover from this, how we can escape this cycle of overconsumption and waste, and what it's doing to us in the meantime. And Sean, remind me the name of the project that we took inspiration from.
It's called The Story of Stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, sorry, but who was the originator?
Annie Leonard.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, it is The Story
We've
of Stuff.
Literally stole the name from the documentary.
That's awesome. Annie Leonard's work.
Yes. Well, let's hear it right now. Story of Stuff, this brand new Or Does It Explode? It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Grows tired of being stood.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, or does it explode? That was a song called Story of Stuff. Hey, thanks to everyone for coming in. Jay, Brandon, Sean, Katita for coming in to Max Inc. Radio tonight. Really appreciate it. Great album. You can go to the CD release show or the album release show February 1st at the High Noon Saloon with Or Does It Explode. Hey, thanks for listening to Max Inc. Radio tonight. I really appreciate your ears and your support of the local music scene. Rob Roberts is coming in next. He'll have After Hours. I'll be back next week here on Max Inc. Radio. We are going to welcome Natty Nation, Automatic Lover, Play Machine, plus Pete Schwabba for the Civic Media Radio Network. It's all coming up next week. It's original local music from Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network. These guys are playing with Or Does It Explode on February 1st at the High Noon Saloon. It's the present age. This is their song, Swamp. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah, when you wanna go out, see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only our music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage. www.maximum-ink.com.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Sources tell ABC News that last night President Trump fired 17 inspectors general. They're independent watchdogs who monitor potential unethical or illegal activity in federal agencies. Republican and Democratic members of Congress are concerned because the law says the president is supposed to give Congress a 30-day heads up and a reason, and that didn't happen. The crowd cheered President Trump at a Las Vegas rally, repeating a campaign promise of no federal taxes on tips.
Any other worker who relies on tipped income, your tips will be 100% yours.
It's not certain Congress would approve the change. It would increase the debt, and some would argue it's unfair to workers who don't make tips. Half an inch to an inch of rain is possible for Southern Californians tomorrow through Monday, raising a mudslides risk in the wildfire-burned areas. This is ABC News.